out from the Maricopa County.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
That was all me, guys. That's so sorry about that, fellas. Sometimes the engineer hits the wrong button and it doesn't work, so I apologize for that.
He doesn't do it very often, so he's given a grace slip this morning. We appreciate all the work and effort you put into the successful broadcast of the show every Saturday. That's our engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch. We won't talk about the fact that he's a South Dakota Jackrabbit. Okay, we're broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Fairgrounds, Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show, and a lot of people are out here because they're considering a home improvement. And sometimes people's dreams get a little bit ahead of their pocketbook.
Sometimes.
More often than not.
Most times.
It was the good old days back in the 90s when you could just dream whatever you wanted and assume that the appreciation in your house is going to take care of it all, so let's just refinance one more time.
Right.
Keep building up that loan to value, you know. But y'all have some vehicles back out on the market ready for people that want to consider a home improvement.
This one's great, and this is perfectly appropriate for the home show. Is that there are a couple of options for renovation loans right now, which are fantastic. And with a renovation loan, what it allows you to do is finance the cost of the renovation, but you get credit for the value the renovation adds to your property when we're looking at the value.
My home is currently appraised at $150,000. I'm being told by the contractors I'm working with that this remodeling project is going to run $40,000. Puts me at 190. I'm at 125 loan to equity. My value appraised at 150. I'm going to put this $40,000 room addition on. How does this vehicle help me?
Well, then what'll happen is normally we won't lend you more than what the value of your property is. And in the past, if you wanted to finance that room addition or take your equity out, you had to find a different way for that $40,000 because the value in that room addition doesn't help you until it's actually built. Now what we'll do is we'll give those plans to the appraiser. We'll have the appraiser tell us what the value of the house will be after you build the addition on, and then we'll loan you based on that new value so that you can finance that room addition. We'll do it all in one shot. You don't have to come up with the money first, then refinance later to get the money back to pay it back. We'll do it all in one transaction, and we'll work off of what the future value is going to be based on the plans that you have for what you're going to build.
And Harold, I'm assuming there's a lot of people in their cars. The traffic is heavy right now. There's a lot of people coming in and listening, and you've piqued their interest. If they wanted to get a hold of you and talk about this particular vehicle, how would they do that?
602-595-1233. Katie's actually in the office right now. If she'll take a message for you, and we'll make sure we get back to you right away. And then you can use this for anything, Rosie. So a room addition, solar, if you want to buy your solar instead of leasing it, pool, moving walls around, anything you want to do.
Okay, and again, the phone number at Galaxy Lending Group?
602-595-1233.
Let's bring Sabrina into the conversation. You talked about gift mortgaging or gifting the down payment for a mortgage. Maybe along the line, she wants to talk about a first-time mortgage for her daughter. Sabrina, go ahead.
Hi there. My daughter just recently graduated in December from college and has a good-paying job. She knows we encouraged her to not get an apartment and save her down payment on a house, but
awesome.
We are experiencing credit that she needs to have in order to qualify for a loan. And wondering what kind of advice you can give us there. She recently bought a car to help establish that credit, and we had a co-sign for her so she wouldn't be hit with the 20% interest rate, and now she's afraid that she wouldn't even be able to qualify for a first-time buyer loan and wants to just go into an apartment. What kind of advice can I give to her?
To make sure I understand, she's looking to build her credit, or she has a very limited credit history now?
She has very limited credit right now, but wanted to move out since she's got a job and not go into an apartment and buy a home, but we're not sure how long she has to have credit in order to qualify for a first-time buyer loan.
Great question.
Does she have a credit card in her name right now?
she's looking to establish that. She okay. has not done that. She had one that was in her name but on our account.
Okay. There's a couple of things to look at with it. If she wants to build a credit history and build a credit rating, the only way to do it is by having credit. And so the first thing to do is, if she wants to do it that way, she can get a secured credit card from her bank on her own, and that will build her credit.
And we're going to pause it right there. We can do a lot of things at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. Be right back.
Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.